Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Woman arrested for felony possession of liquid meth after being reported as a suspicious vehicle in the county. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Around 3:45 a.m. on Thursday morning, the sheriff's office received a call about a white Ford Expedition driving slowly on Otakovin Road in northwest Campbell County. The SUV, driven by a 37-year-old woman, turned around and headed back to Highway 1416, then stopped on Recluse Road and shut off her lights, according to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds. She then drove north on Highway 1416 and would turn down random roads and shut off her lights. A deputy located her near milepost 71 on Highway 1416. The deputy observed there was no active registration on the SUV and initiated a traffic stop. While speaking to the driver, the deputy noticed she was very anxious and couldn't sit still. She said she was trying to fix her door. He observed a large number of bags in the SUV and power tools in plain view. Reynolds said both her and her passenger were asked to step out of the vehicle and she consented to a search. In the center console, a krong with 51.5 milliliters of suspected liquid methamphetamine was found. The woman said everything in the car belonged to her. They also found a pink glass case with a blue meth pipe and three small baggies with 0.45 grams of suspected meth. In the back seat, a black backpack was found, and there was a round container with 17.2 grams of blue pills, which the woman said she did not have a prescription for. She was arrested for felony possession of meth and possession of pills, and more possible charges could be pending. The incident is under investigation. Barrasso and Lummis protect Wyoming outdoorsmen's access to traditional ammo and tackle. U.S. Senators John Barrasso and Cynthia Lummis co-sponsored legislation introduced by Senator Steve Daines, Republican from Montana, to prohibit the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, U.S. Forest Service, and the Bureau of Land Management from banning the use of traditional lead ammunition or tackle on public lands unless such action is supported by the best available science and state wildlife and fish agencies. Currently, there is no clear scientific evidence that such a ban would have an environmental impact. Senator Barrasso said the Biden administration is once again attacking our Wyoming way of life. Now they want to bring back an Obama-era ban on traditional bait and tackle and ammunition Americans use every day on our public lands. Hunting and fishing are not only popular activities many enjoy in Wyoming, they are a vital piece of our economy as well. Senator Lummis and I will continue to fight to stop this overreaching rule in its tracks. Senator Lummis said attempts to ban traditional lead ammo and tackle are activist-driven nonsense with no scientific basis. Hunters and anglers have been feeding their families off the land since before Wyoming was a state, and they do not need activists who have never baited a hook or fired a gun telling them how to do it. Hunting and fishing play a critical role in conservation, and a sweeping ban would have serious unintended consequences. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.